Hi, and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today, I've got Chris and Steve.
Hello.
Welcome.
How are you?
Hello.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
Hello. We're doing a short little snippet without Ron and Bob because they weren't there. They really could add to the show, though.
They could. They could complain that they didn't go.
That's true, because we're going to be talking about the cruise that the three of us did with our families.
Yeah, the reimagined Disney magic that got out of dry dock recently. We hopped on for a Thanksgiving cruise.
Yeah, yes. It was a nice little five-night Western Caribbean or Caribbean, whichever way you prefer, cruise. And it was kind of funny because we found a deal, and it was Friday before Thanksgiving. And I put it out there for our Pixie agents, and I called Chris. I said, you have to do this. It's a good rate. Let's go. And she said, okay.
I don't even know what I was thinking.
It was so cool.
I was expecting you, like, you called, and I'm like, oh gosh, it's like 1 o'clock on a Friday. I messed something up. And so I was kind of caught off guard. But then I was like, yeah, what the heck, you know?
So we scrambled for a couple hours. Trying to get staterooms because Chris has a family of five and she needed two staterooms. And
Yes. So
we managed to do that. Her husband, Kevin, got some time off of work. I don't know that he officially did.
He did,
but he
actually.
Went. Okay.
After much stress, he figured it out. So yeah. He was in a meeting at the time and I was texting him. I'm like, come on, tell me yes or no. And he's like, I'm in a meeting and all the important people I have to ask are also in this meeting. So it was good.
So, yeah, we decided literally within an hour, you have to pay in full. And so that was Friday afternoon. And I like to surprise the family, the kids. Steve knew about it, of course, but our girls didn't know about it. And so Saturday morning, woke them up, said, get dressed, get in the car, let's go. And they're getting used to it. These little drag them out of beds, don't know where they're going type of adventures. And we headed down to Miami.
Yeah,
it was a long drive.
Long ways to Miami.
Well, what Steve and I did is we left early Saturday morning and we went to Disney because it's about halfway. We're in Atlanta and we're going to Miami, so it's about halfway. It's a good stopping point anyway. And the girls thought that was our destination. And then the next morning we pack them up again and we finish our journey to Miami. And what was so funny is Chris was driving really down the East Coast when we were driving pretty much straight down from Atlanta down the middle of Florida. And we got to the terminal within 4 or 5 minutes of each other. It was pretty cool. So we make it down to Miami and we get on the ship. I think it was so funny because we got on the ship. There's 9 of us, 5 in Chris's family and then 4 in ours. And we had to take care of some first things first business. First, we had to get those Palo reservations, and so we did that. We arranged that, and Chris, you booked brunch as well, and
yes.
I want you to talk about your experience with Palo, and then we'll talk about the dinner that we had.
Okay.
But then we were also just kind of trying to find the place to book Palo, because often it's in one of the clubs or the lounges, and so we come up on the old Cadillac Lounge, which is now a piano bar. And Chris apparently didn't see the sign outside that said welcome concierge level passengers. So she just goes in and she starts eating the cream puffs.
It was delicious.
Yeah.
There's nothing better than concierge level cream puff.
Yeah. And I see her with that. I'm like, Chris, where did you get that? She said inside. And I said, that's not for you. And she enjoyed it all that much more, I think.
I did. I'm going to tell you a secret. I saw the sign like about halfway. I kind of knew, but I was like, forget it. I'm getting a cream puff. I was hungry.
Too funny.
My husband is cheap. We weren't stopping. He knew there would be a buffet when we got on the ship. So.
There you go.
I mean, you couldn't ask for more food.
I know, right? It was so much food.
Yeah. And so, you know, we did arrange our little Palo reservations and then I think we went straight for food, didn't we?
Yes.
Pretty much.
We did. The kids loved that. I mean, like, The great thing about these cruises is you get so much food. And like my younger son, he talked about that bacon for a long time.
You mean his plate full of bacon for breakfast?
I know. Poor kid.
Well,
It's
you
not
know.
even like organic bacon or free range. It's like, God knows. Ugh.
Yeah, so we went to Parrot K, which is now it's like a Jose
Carioca.
Carioca. So
Yes.
it's
Oh, that's where we ate. You're right. We had lunch in there. And you know what bothered me about Jose Carioca? There were no, the three caballeros weren't in there. I didn't see them.
No.
It's like they didn't finish decorating.
I know.
Yeah.
It was pretty and everything. And also, I was sort of hoping there would be Mexican food in there, and there wasn't really.
It was themed a lot more when it was Parrot K, which was more of a tiki room. And it's still almost the exact same, but simpler and just cleaner lines and less theming. So they didn't really do
Yeah.
much except kind of take some things down, paint some things, and rename it. So they could have maybe added the three caballeros or something to spruce it up.
I hope they do something with that. I
Well,
mean,
they
it's not
just.
too late. Maybe they're working on it. They've got some
I
animatronics.
don't know. I don't know. They,
They needed something.
yeah, so.
Well, there was no tie-in to the name.
Yeah, it was just,
Going
like.
from Parrot K to Carioca's.
Yeah, and they did a. You know, they replaced the light fixtures. The light fixtures are different now, and,
Yeah, Chris really liked those.
they're kind
You
of
remember
bas
those? Yeah, I did. The
like
big
baskets
lanterns. I
or
thought
whatever
those were
they're hanging
cute.
at. Yeah.
I actually did like those. I didn't like the ones that I was looking at, but when I turned around to the middle of the restaurant, I liked the positioning of those. And I don't know why it made a difference, but I think I was looking at just single ones and then there was a
Yeah.
cluster or something like that.
It was, I mean, I thought it was pretty. I thought, everything on there, and I'd never been on the old, the way it looked before. I thought it was beautiful. I mean, obviously it's a smaller ship than the Fantasy and the Dream, but it was still beautiful.
Yeah, it's so they've redone the lobby. So when you come on the ship, and of course we were there for the holidays, so the lobby was all done up in Christmas garlands and the Christmas tree and a gingerbread house. So all that was there. They took away the kind of artsy glass sculptured chandelier and have a more formal, less
That's interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of like almost like tiers of wedding cake stacked
It
on each
was
other.
more of a traditional, what you might expect to see in a ballroom type of design. Very chandelierish. That's a good word for it. That we're making up. But I definitely like the art that they had better because it was interesting. It was different. It was unique.
Yeah, so I don't know. I mean, the lobby it's new, you know, it's clean, it's new, it's different. I don't know if it's any better, but it's still, you know, very pretty.
Well, you had commented on the carpet.
Well, the carpet from up above, so everything goes in these gradients, so it's kind of like shell shapes in the carpet and seahorses
Scallops.
and scallops, yeah, and it goes from like a red to an orange or to a pink to a orange to a yellow, and it kind of tries to fade, but it from one color to another, but when you look at it, it looks like almost like the carpet's kind of faded, like it's worn. But it's just because of the way the carpet has been designed.
Yeah, it was new carpet. It just. I didn't notice it until Steve pointed it out, but I could definitely see because with gradient colors, you have it blends from one to the other and it gets lighter and it did look faded.
Yeah, it just looks kind of odd, but. Yeah, but the carpet's been redone in there. The carpet's, you know, on the way to the stores has been redone.
It actually had cush to it
Yeah,
and pile.
on the way over to the Walt Disney Theater. And those stores were a tad larger because they got rid of the display windows. They used to have displays,
Yeah.
with Mickey and Minnie and, you know, kind of a old
Like a
Disney
beach theme.
storm or Disney store theme where they have like the Disney characters all around. Now the Disney characters aren't in the stores like on the old Dream and Wonder.
Well, and I understand that they are gaining 2 to 3 feet of depth into the store by getting rid of those, but when you know they're there, you miss them.
Yeah,
Or
so
when you
they
know they were
and
there.
they've gone the stores have an old like 1950s look to them with that kind of modern Disney Hollywood Studios rounded corners and golds and brasses and wood. So they've got that kind of look to them now. They're not the old 80s and 90s Disney store that they used to have with all the characters doing funny things up in the, you know, around the edges and on the ceilings and stuff. So all that is gone.
Well, what was bad is I know that we were recently on the Wonder, which has not gone under refurbishment.
Yeah.
And they have the big pirate ship that has the plush kind of stacked up on it. It's a display. They had a lot of character and purpose to their displays. And with this, it just looks like a store.
Yeah.
And it takes the Disney fun out of it. So, but they did gain space. They can, it's a lot easier to move around.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to move around because we were on the, yeah, like Lisa said, we were on the Wonder just a couple weeks beforehand, so it was very easy to compare one to the other. So, yeah, I like the old Disney store-ish feel because it feels like you're at Disney versus the new store that kind of looks just like a regular department store, but in a 1950s era theme. Do you want to go through the restaurants or you want to go through the rooms or how do you want to do it?
Let's do the rooms. This time, we did have an option to get an ocean view room, and Chris and I both decided that we're going to go with the inside stateroom just because it would allow us to have our staterooms close to each other. And we were literally next door to each other. We got three rooms in a row, and we were one of the last six staterooms sold on the ship. So I have no idea how we pulled that one off. Unfortunately for Chris, they did not have connecting staterooms. But
that was a pain.
Yeah, but you made it work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we put my husband and the boys in one room and then me and my daughter in the other. So,
yes,
it
we
worked.
Had three rooms.
And all your shoes.
Yes.
They count as a person.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But the interior staterooms, we, even with four of us in the room and packed for a 5-night cruise, we had room to spare, which is unheard of.
Your room was really organized. I mean, the one thing you people have to know is that Lisa had this huge organizer on the back of the bathroom.
It's one of those shoe organizers.
What's that?
It's one of those shoe organizers, and it's
yeah,
the best thing to bring onto
fantastic.
A cruise.
Every time I would come in, I would admire it.
Mm. Thank you.
Yeah, the rooms are nice. The rooms are, they were clean. They've been, looks like a couple new pieces of furniture.
Yeah, except for our toilet.
Oh, yeah, except our toilet did not work. But there's a couple new pieces of furniture. There's a
minor
seat.
Detail.
Yeah. There's like a seating, a little seat now. There's another
little
cabinet.
Bench. It's like a half a bench where you could get like 1.5 people on it.
Yeah. And then there's room to put backpacks and stuff underneath it.
Yeah. That was nice. Just so much storage that we ended up using an entire row of drawers for, camera equipment for Steve and then stuff that I didn't want to deal with like chargers. That normally we have on the desktop. And then another drawer I know Amber used for her artwork that she did in Kids Club.
And then they have a giant porthole mirror, but no virtual porthole. So they have not redone the older ships with those, just a kind of mirror at the very end. Yeah, and then our only complaint about our room is the toilet like leaked water.
Well, it's
and it
was,
would flood the bathroom.
Yeah, our bathroom flooded three times.
Yeah.
And they had to come out and sanitize each time.
Which is odd because it just came out of dry dock. And you would have thought that there were a couple of things that I thought like it was in dry dock and how did they not redo, you know, or catch this? Or there were a couple of things like in the adult area, there's two hot tubs and it just came out of dry dock. It's only been a couple of weeks. One hot tub didn't bubble at all. The button didn't work at all. The other hot tub bubbled, but it wasn't hot, and it had no heat.
Yeah.
So there were things like that.
I was surprised by that, too.
Yeah, especially when the whole ship just, they should have gone over the whole ship, but it was kind of apparent that it looked like they just went in, did the couple areas, and
left.
Well,
they did their upgrades. It wasn't a whole refurbishment of the ship, apparently, because there were things that, you know, could have been better.
Yeah, which would have been nice if they had addressed this.
Was something wrong with your tub one day?
Well, I think it was just a general plumbing problem in our room where I was showering. How many kids? Four kids?
A lot of them.
A lot of them. Yeah. And
did you show her Thomas too? Thank you.
I did.
Oh, that's nice of you.
Yeah. He was quick to come into the room and disrobe, and I'm like, you know what? Get in the shower. Let's get you clean and dressed. So
I have to remind him of that in about 5 years.
Yeah, the boy has no. But when he's Eric's age, Eric had no modesty either.
Eric, what?
He had no modesty either. There was a lot of naked bodies.
I know. But I told them before the trip, I said, now they have girls. Y'all have to keep your clothes on.
Yes. So the girls got an edumacation.
Yes.
But the plumbing problem, when I was washing kid after kid after kid, there was a lot of water running down the drain. And I think it didn't flow that well. And so that's when it would back up into the bathroom. And they were very nice every time they came out, but the problem never got fixed.
Yeah. Yeah. So they just continually had to go in and try to fix it. Yeah. But the rooms were inside staterooms were nice. They were a nice size. They worked out. We were on the second level, which is the lowest level.
Deck two,
which, and it was in a decent spot.
You can actually, if I'm not mistaken, I think you can get cabins on deck one.
You can, because when I was booking the Wonder, they asked if I wanted a cabin on deck one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not many, but there are a few.
A few down there.
But I see nothing wrong with, I think we saved $150 or $200, and it was perfectly fine. And I actually like being where we were, because you don't have to really fight with elevators, because they go down to the bottom. And then they pick people on the way up, and you're going to use those elevators to go up. If we couldn't get an elevator going down, you walk down.
Yeah.
So that was
nice.
I liked it.
I thought, you know, as someone who hasn't really cruised before, I mean, I only did that one on the Fantasy with all of y'all. I thought that was perfect. I thought that deck was perfect. And I also, like, whenever I would book a cruise, people would say, oh, I think I need a window or a balcony. Now I would have no problem saying to someone, get an inside stateroom, save the money. Because
absolutely.
I didn't miss it one second.
The only thing that I think that I would spend money on an upgrade would be, within reason, if I had unlimited funds, I'd go all the way to concierge or, you know, some penthouse, but or presidential suite. But with a limited budget, the only upgrade I would pay for would be a family size room. Even at that, I would not do the family size ocean view with veranda. I would just do the ocean view, because the veranda doesn't add much value to me. If I want to hang out over the railing, I can go out on deck and do that. So I don't value a balcony, whereas a lot of people love it. You know, they love having that openness to their room and being able to walk out there and get some fresh air, whatever they want to do. I don't value it. So for me, two categories.
Well, yeah. And you can have the door open and listen to the waves, or have private dining out there on the balcony and eat.
I felt like my room was like a happy little cave. Like, I would go in there and it was so quiet. And that bed, these beds are really the most comfortable beds I've ever slept in.
Yeah, that bed was unbelievably nice.
Mm-hmm.
Soft. It was nice. So then some of the new things on the ship are kind of the pool areas. So one is over in the kids area, that pool that was a Mickey pool. It's still a Mickey pool, but it's been redone. And the Mickey slide over there has been redone as well. So it's a lot longer, a lot higher, and it's not just for little kids anymore. So now adults and everybody can ride it. Although I think Eric, Chris's son, rode it, and I don't know if anybody else went down.
I don't know. It was kind of cold.
Which one?
So
the yellow twisty slide.
I rode it.
Oh, you rode it?
Amber rode it. Did
you?
Oh, good. How was it? Kind of slow for a
Yes. It's a very long slide, and when you have a little bit of space and you try to make a long slide, you lose pitch, and so it was slow.
Yeah.
I did slide all the way, but it wasn't real fast. And Amber came down after me, and she's like, eh.
Yeah. So there's that slide that's a little longer now. And then there's a kind of a splash interactive area with Huey, Dewey, and Louie. where there's, you know, the buckets that fill up and you can spin them around and all kinds of stuff.
That was fun. And what was nice about that is we had some really cold weather, and the water in the pool as well as in the splashy zones with the buckets like you're talking about, heated. Not just heated, but warm. It was nice.
Yeah, so that's good. And then there's a little kind of discovery area for very little kids that aren't old enough to go into the kids' swimming pool yet. So we kind of hung out in that area. And then the other new addition on deck is the aqua dunk.
Oh my gosh. I want to hear Chris's take on this before I get too excited.
So I thought it was fun. I mean, it's not like the aqueduct where you're on it for, you know, a minute and a half and it's, you know, you can actually sort of like in your head get to where you are, if that makes any sense. Like on the aqueduct, you're kind of going around, you're like, ooh, this is fun and blah, blah, blah. This thing is over so fast. By the time you realize that the floor just dropped out underneath you, you're almost done. So it was awesome though. I mean, the worst part of it is waiting. Because like you walk up there and you stand, you go into like a little coffin basically with a glass lid. Well, it's plexiglass. So you sort of feel like Snow White. And there's this little floor and they tell you to, you know, cross your arms and then they wait for the next person to, you know, get out, the person who was in front of you. And then they let you go. They like, you know, give you the thumbs up and you give it back and they just drop the floor out and it just, bam, it just goes. And it's really fun. It was great.
Yeah,
I think we did it, what, two or three times?
Yeah. I was surprised you did it.
You know, I don't mind things too. Like that. What I don't like are things like Space Mountain and that stupid thing in Dollywood.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Anytime there's water involved, I'm usually good.
It was good. It was, it's a lot higher. You, like, look at it from down below and you're like, oh, that's, and it looks like, okay, it's not really straight down. You know, it's kind of a slight angle and it goes out over the edge of the ship and then back around and. Then it ends and you can see it from down below and you're like, it's not that high. Mm-hmm. But then when you get up there, it's like, this is pretty high. And then you get in that
it is
coffin thing. I thought, oh, this is going to be okay. And then I got in there and I was like, this is not great. It was, and then the floor, you're standing on this piece of floor that's the trap door, which you don't even want to stand on when you first get in there because you're kind of like thinking like, oh, I hope this thing stays. And then Huey, Dewey, and Louie count you down, so at least you know when it's going to fall. And then it falls, and it's just super fast.
Well, you drop.
Yeah.
You just drop.
You drop, and then it spins around. It's in a solid tube, so it's dark at first, then it comes light, and you're in like a bluish colored tube.
Who are you kidding? Your eyes were shut the whole time.
Maybe. Well,
yeah,
first time.
You kind of have to have your eyes shut.
I tried to open them the second time and I had my mouth open the second time and I drank a ton of water at the very end. And then it spins around and it puts you out in kind of a thin water area so you can kind of, that slows you down.
Yeah.
And then you can stand up and get off and walk back up the stairs.
I think it was so exhilarating. Went up there and you know, all the safety stuff, cross your legs, cross your arms. They made me turn my engagement ring around so I wouldn't scratch my face or something. I don't know. And, you know, they're very good about getting you excited about it. They were for me anyway. And then you drop and, you know, the scream just came out. And every single time I went probably six or seven times. And I just smile the whole way down because it is such a thrill. I think it is. And it's fun. A short thrill.
It is.
Yeah.
But it's awesome.
It's a nice addition. It's and the line wasn't too bad because I think it's not a family ride. So it limits who's going to ride it. So the line is not 45 minutes long. And they must need to get something right between people too because it's like it resets itself. And they got to wait for it, like all this, you know. It's
not a quick load.
No, it's not like you can go get off. And the person's down there like in 8 seconds. But they don't. Then the machine goes through like some re-air compression something or other from talking to one of the cast members.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, so it's,
yeah, it did take
it
a
makes
lot.
Like a ton of noise and it like keeps pumping itself and adding air. And he said that they use the same air system as other things on the ship. So So they have to share, you know, whatever the air compression
That's
thing
weird.
Is, which must, you know, move and close the trap door or something. So they, I don't know. So for some reason, you just hear it make this racket for like 3 minutes or something. And then finally it resets and then they
three
do it.
Minutes.
But I don't know. It seems like forever. But it's not just go, 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 go. There's some delay in the process that seems to happen almost randomly because sometimes they get two people to go and sometimes they get five and sometimes they only get one. And then the thing decides to adjust itself again. So, but it's very cool.
Well, and that to me was the biggest thing was that it took forever. Like for me, because I was the first one in our group to go down. And so I'm sitting there and, you know, I was like, geez, never going to get started. It was nerve wracking. But then when you're done, you're like, eh, this is good.
Yeah. So hopefully they work it out so it loads and unloads a little quicker. But
it was
fun.
It was definitely, I don't know. It was definitely like a nice addition to that ship.
So the other new areas, and maybe Chris, I don't know if you have the nightclubs up on your screen.
I do.
All right. So the other new areas are the nightclubs and the
which
first,
we're big losers and didn't go to.
Yeah.
We went during the day.
We did not. We might have gone to one magic show at night, magician juggler type show. Which is
we
where
didn't go to that,
bands.
Right? Why didn't we go?
Yeah, we did.
Everybody was tired.
Yeah, we did. We sat in the half moon thing.
In the very back.
Oh, you're right. That's well, I thought that was something else.
Yeah,
he
that
was good. I liked him.
Yeah, so they have different variety acts. What's that one called? It's the first club.
Fathoms.
That's right. So that's where Wave Bands used to be. Wave Bands used to be kind of like a giant record on the floor, and the stage looked like a record player, and then they had Beatles and other memorabilia all around the walls and like radio station towers like you would see at Pleasure Island around the columns with like, you know, sound bolts coming out of the top that were neon. Now it's kind of got a light bluish.
It's plain.
Yeah, they're all modern. Here's the thing about the clubs. Like you used to walk down and it was Route 66. And you would walk down Route 66, which had a theme, and there were billboards along the way. There was an Airstream trailer.
The rug, the carpet.
Yeah, the carpet had a map on it. There were mile signs along the guardrail, mile marker signs. There was an old gas station pump that had a screen in it that told you what activities were going on. So it was all themed to Route 66, and Wave Bands was the first club you came to. And then there was Cadillac's Lounge, which went with the theme that had, you know, all these old pieces of Cadillacs, like the front end that made the bar.
Do you notice he's got like all these memorized, but he never gets to go? It's like,
yes,
we're such losers. We didn't do enough of it.
So it had all of that theme tied in to everything. And now you walk down the area and it's like something after dark.
Yeah. It was, you know what?
And it's just blue.
Like when you went on the Fantasy and on the Dream, they have all those clubs. And those made me want to go in. Like the theming and everything. I thought those were interesting.
Yeah.
These, to me, they were kind of just sort of like, they're there. And you pointed out, I think it was Steve pointed out, it's like, this is nothing. Like we went in the Irish pub and we were like, this is nothing.
Yeah. The Irish pub used to be a sports bar on the Wonder, which we went into. And it's exactly the same, except they've put shamrock carpet in there. They put a couple, they put like a new logo, some shamrock carpeting, and some pictures of leprechauns on the walls. And I think, and that's it. And everything else, the furniture, everything's the same. And they changed it to, but you go on the one on the Fantasy and the Dream, and it's like you're there. It's like this old style
it's
bar.
Beautiful.
It's dark. It's got like these old Irish games on
just
the walls.
The pubs
it's just
or
cool.
The bars and the clubs on the Fantasy and the Dream are just really light years beyond what they had on the Magic.
They're very well themed. They're thought out. They have really good detail. And then these, they kind of just stripped all the theming out and made, okay, we're just going to put plain blue carpet in and aluminum on the walls and play some jazzy music as you walk down the hallway.
Yeah.
And we're going to call it Cocktails After Dark or whatever.
You could call it anything you wanted.
But
you change very few factors.
Yeah, so they just stripped all the most of the real theming they did. Same thing with the D Lounge, which is kind of the family lounge. It had a walking in the red carpet theme before, where the photographers are taking pictures with you of flash with flash bulbs as you walk in, and then it had movie canisters holding up the columns, like old rolls of film, and like director's chairs. And now it's been all stripped out, and it's got like a light brown wood paneling.
You're very observant.
It's been all now, but they're all very open now. They've gotten rid of any little, they hold more people now. They've gone, everything in there is just, you know, they've gone this clean, sleek, minimalistic look, modern look, versus really theming it to be like some of the clubs on the other ships or the way Pleasure Island was. So, I mean, and they're nice. They still in the, but they just don't, they're, I think they're like a step back. They don't
this
have as much
detail. This
is very
detailed for a guy who forgot how old his oldest child was.
What?
What?
What are you talking about?
Like a few weeks ago, you were like, how old is Amber? I'm like, she's 8.
Thank you, Chris.
He did, Lisa.
Yeah, there we go. Anyways, but yes, so it was, I mean, and the clubs are still nice. We, you know, saw some acts. We did the Mickey 200 where you actually take vegetables and turn them into race cars and race them
that
down
was
the,
cute.
The track.
I thought it was going to be so awful when Lisa was like, we got to do the Mickey such and such. And I was like, oh, God.
So oh, we Chris, go. Don't and, you know by now that you need to just trust what I say is cool?
You know what? And you're absolutely right, because we get in there and they give us these carrots and potatoes and whatnot and, you know, and little wheels, and you made your little car. And of course, me and Thomas and Sophie's car didn't really go anywhere, but it was still fun to watch everyone else's.
Oh, and Steve was so meticulous about putting it together. Make sure that they're level. They've got to be able to spin.
Yeah, we had to get it all done. But yeah, we only
made
it for a second.
I had a spoiler on mine.
Yeah, ooh, that's pretty exciting. Yes. So we did that. The other new areas on the ship are the restaurants, or some of the restaurants. The main one is Animator's Palette. It looks similar to the way it was. The chairs are slightly different.
The details that they changed are not that noticeable. They added color to the tops of the paintbrushes or the columns.
Yeah, they added slightly more color there. They have flat panels now where all the...
Yeah, all the electronics are
all
new.
All the electronics are also are new, and the slow has been slightly adjusted. So the show now is, while you're there, they're just drawing, they're hand-drawing different animations or different characters in the beginning in black and white. And then later, they're hand-drawing them and adding color to them.
Yeah, they color
by, like, painting them in. And then they have the similar show as
and
before.
It's fun to watch them draw and try and figure out who they're drawing, because it's amazing how similar most of the characters are. You're like, oh, I know who that's going to be. That's going to be Mike Wazowski, and it ends up Stitch. You know, or something like that, where you can create, or you can imagine different characters out of the simple drawings that they start with.
And the show is better than it was. It's not as good as on the fantasy, where you draw your character and then give it to them, and then your character is in the show and comes to life. That one is still definitely top notch.
And I thought that we'd get that.
Yeah,
and
I thought
that. I was disappointed.
Yeah, I figured, all right, they know the show works. Everybody loves it. That's what they'll do. But they didn't. They didn't take it to the next level on the magic. They didn't say, okay, this worked really well on the fantasy, where you can make your own character. How do we enhance that for the magic? Instead, they
knocked it down a level.
Yeah, they were like, okay, these TVs are old. We got to get at least flat panel TVs in here instead of these old heavy TVs, and we'll kind of slightly redo the show. That so that was kind of the whole overall, except for the Aqua Dunk.
And we didn't even talk about the Kids Club.
And everything looks good. The Kids Clubs, I kind of got this. I mean, the kids.
You've got the Oceaneers Club and the Oceaneers Lab, and these are two locations on Deck 5. And the kids, they're actually connected with a hallway that's not accessible by anyone outside of the Kids Club. So adults can't go into the Kids Club through this hallway. Kids can't get lost. So it's simply just like a tunnel between the two rooms.
Yeah.
And they did a lot of cool upgrades. They've got Andy's room, two-story room. on the ship, which is really cool. They've got the...
They've got a Mickey Mouse.
The Marvel
Club. They've got a Marvel Academy.
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Where you can kind of pretend to be a superhero and go through different superhero challenges. Yeah, and they've got a lot of costumes because, like, every time we would go to pick up Brooke, she would be dressed up as some princess.
She was always Aurora.
Yeah, she was always dressed up in a princess costume. She was.
That's right.
She loves Aurora.
Yeah, because there was a Pixie Hollow-ish area at the kids' club.
Yeah.
At the Oceaneers Club. And then the Oceaneers. Yeah, so there's a bunch of different themed areas. And I think, and they've expanded it, and they've put the entrance on the side to where the nursery used to be instead of right across. So they've made that one slightly larger. And then the Oceaneers Lab is, you know, more open, I think, as well.
Well, and they have the new hand washers, the little car wash for your hands,
like
which
they
is
have
neat.
On the newer ships. Yeah, so you put your soap on your hands and you stick them in there and...
Well, no, the soap's in the water.
Oh, and they spray and spin around. That's right.
Yep.
And then they have the magic bands.
Mm-hmm. I think that was mostly good, slightly bad. They're definitely incorporating. I'd love to see the magic bands go through all the client or the guests on the ship, but right now they're using magic bands as kids club ID bracelets, and they're working so well. The technology they have behind these magic bands in conjunction with the Oceaneers Club and Oceaneers Lab, unbelievable. You go in and, you know, we'd go in and try and pick up five kids, and that's not easy to find five kids in this huge space. And so they would tell us, Thomas and Eric are on the computers over here, and Amber is in the craft section, and... Brooke is asleep over in Tinkerbell's nook, and Sophie's in the main room, or she's in the hallway walking this way. They knew exactly every 10 seconds it would update and tell them where the kids were.
Yeah, so
yeah, those are really nice. And my kids sort of, like, in the beginning, they were like, I don't want to wear these, but, you know, within a day they were fine.
Yeah. So what did they think of the kids' club?
Oh, my kids loved it. And they are still talking about that cruise. So, and it's funny because, you know, we're Walt Disney World people, but they really like the cruise. I think my older one, who's 11, he liked, you know, he liked having that sort of little bit of freedom. And I know Amber liked that too. You know, they could leave the kids club and go do some things. And
when the child is 8, that you can give the child permission to check him or herself out without an adult.
Yeah.
Actually, and I think that's a good idea depending on the kid. Like, I don't know that I would have let Eric do it at 8, but Amber's very grown up for 8.
And what was nice is Amber could take Sophie and Brooke and check them in.
Mm-hmm.
Because she knew what she was doing. She knew where to go, and she could check them in. She couldn't check them out, but that was fine.
Yeah, it's nice. Compared to going to Disney World, it's a set crowd.
Yeah.
So, you know, like if you were in the parks on Thanksgiving, it's going to be packed.
You definitely wouldn't.
You're going to be packed. It's not going to be able to get on anything. But mm-hmm. when you're on the cruise, it's a set number of people on that ship. So you've got, you know, and you've got a lot of different places to eat and all kinds of activities going on.
It's just so weird because, like, initially, you always think of a cruise as like, oh, there's nothing to do. There was tons to do. I mean, it was almost like you had to kind of fight for your downtime.
Yeah, you can definitely keep yourself going from sunup to sundown. And there was a lot of times where there was so much stuff you wanted to do at night, but it's hard to just...
Yeah.
You know what I liked about this?
Exhausted every night.
You know what I liked about this cruise is that we did take a lot of downtime where we were sitting around and chatting, or the kids were just in the pool for hours and hours on end. And that was nice.
It was.
Well, that and the fact that there was ice cream.
I know.
Yeah, we had a lot of ice cream.
I swear to God, I know I had 3 or 4 cones a day.
Mm-hmm.
Easily.
And even when you told yourself you're just going to make a small cone, you did have 3 or 4 a day.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was good. And, you know, I really liked, like, next to the pool, they had that pizza place, which had actually really good pizza.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all the sort of nuggets and burgers and hot dogs. And then you could go inside and eat at, is it Cabanas on that ship as well? Yeah, it's Cabanas.
Yeah, and Cabanas has been redone too. So it doesn't have... Chris doesn't know, but it used to have like a cafeteria line where you started at the beginning, you got your tray, and then you went straight down either the left or right side, and you went the whole way down and then got your drinks at the end and then sat down. Now it's free flowing.
Yeah, I like that.
So I think it works very well.
So you can hop in and out. You can, and there's like a, there's two lines on each side, and it's kind of the same. It repeats itself.
Yeah, it's like two or three sets of bacon and eggs over and over.
Yeah, so you can find a
good
one.
The only issue I had with it was hard because we had such a big group. It was hard to get tables where we could sit with each other. But we got to sit outside and eat a couple mornings for breakfast, and that was nice.
Oh, that last breakfast? Oh my gosh, that was disgusting.
I know. And it's funny because I actually took a picture of y'all, and you got these big smiles on your face, and this was right after that happened. And I thought, that is the funniest picture because like 10 feet away, a kid just vomited. It was everywhere. So
yeah, we were eating outside, and then it was really wavy.
It was. When you looked at the horizon, and all of a sudden,
it was just up and down.
It just was, it was bad.
And one kid vomited. Like
one? Right. I'm sure there were plenty.
That day there was a handful. I'm usually very motion sick, but I was fine with all of it.
Yeah, you were good. I was surprised that they couldn't, I have no idea what the nautical requirements are to keep a ship from rocking, but I was very surprised that they couldn't minimize it more than they did.
It wasn't that bad. I've been on ships that have been a lot
worse. It
was
pretty rocky, but it was kind of rocky. I loved it, actually.
You liked it at night.
Oh, at night, like, it's awesome.
When it stopped, like, because, you know, we only had like one day of it, really. But the next day I was missing it. I was like, oh, that was kind of great. But we had it at Paolo, which is kind of weird. So
let's talk about Paolo.
Okay. So we went to brunch, and y'all didn't go to brunch. And if I could just say one thing about Paolo at brunch, I would say skip it. You know, it's only $25, but there's so much good food everywhere on the ship. Why spend the $25? And a great deal of it, I would say 75% of what they had in there, they had out, you know, in the buffet.
Yeah, we did brunch on the Wonder 2 weeks before, and we did a dinner too, and we thought the same thing. We thought brunch. I mean, there's a lot of seafood. If you really like seafood, there's a ton of seafood for brunch.
There was. Fancy but you schmancy. Can get seafood in the main, you know, in Shutters or Cabanas.
Yep. Yeah.
So
yeah. So you weren't.
And the pastries were kind of just so-so. I was sort of like, these aren't really worth the calories. I'm going to get some ice cream. So, you know.
Another ice cream cone.
Yeah. Did you go for dinner as well?
It was good, but you know who would be fine for? Like a couple on their own. Because, you know, we were kind of thinking, oh, we want to get back to the kids. You know, we want to take them swimming. So.
What about dinner? Did you do dinner at Paolo as well?
I can't believe you're asking that. We ate with them.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, y'all ate with us, bonehead. Your steak wasn't cooked all the way.
Oh, that's right.
It was overcooked.
I remember now.
We both had overcooked steaks.
All right. Sorry. Yeah, we did.
Oh, you made quite an impression on him, Chris.
Well, we ate. Lisa and I ate at Paolo for dinner.
Don't you remember? I was witty and charming.
I'm confusing because we went on the Wonder.
Remember, he clapped for you.
That's right.
Did he clap? Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. There's too many inside jokes on this show. So Paolo for dinner was pretty good. Had the chocolate souffle. The waiter was really good.
Yeah, he had a great personality, and what was good about him?
He was our waiter during the brunch, and so we really liked him. He was awesome.
What I like about him is that you expect, you know, when you're at one of the extra restaurants, you're at Paolo, you're paying extra money for it. You might expect them to be very serious. I love the fact that he was snarky.
Yeah,
it was awesome.
He was really funny at brunch. And he told us about his family. I mean, he was awesome. We liked him.
Yeah. And people are probably thinking, like, wow, they went on a cruise and then went on one 2 weeks later. Don't get excited.
Like three.
Yeah. Or three.
Well, it was Halloween and Thanksgiving, so that worked out nicely.
Yeah, so we went on a Halloween cruise on the Wonder and then Thanksgiving on.
You had all those vacations, though, because you went on the Wonder, then you went to Disney World, then you went to Dollywood, then you went to.
It was like a big hurrah, but it was only, we got the cruises really cheap and then Dollywood. Yeah. So anyways, we got a cabin and we shared the cost on that for Dollywood. And then
that was
we went down and met.
You don't have to justify it.
So anyways, normally we We don't go on a ton of cruises.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just kind of worked out. And yeah. I mean, like, sometimes those agent rates come up and they're a really good deal. And
yep.
you kind of have to jump on them.
Yeah.
Because it's work education, right?
Well, it is. And now we're talking about it. And, you know, we got to experience a lot of the new things on the refurbishment.
Yeah, and we wanted to see. Yeah, we wanted to see the refurbishment.
We're here for you.
Yes. And so they didn't refurbish.
I mean, for me personally, uh-huh. I'm the kind of person, like y'all know, I don't really like to sell anything I haven't done.
Yeah.
And so I'm really glad I got to experience both types of ships, because my only other experience was on the Fantasy and on the Dream, which they're very different.
Yeah.
When did you? Oh, the Mouse Chat. Dream.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
So, yeah. So, and then they did not redo the adult areas.
No.
And they're still nice, except they're needed to fix the hot tubs, which I'm sure they're probably doing hopefully now.
I went in the pool. The pool was nice. Like, the adult pool was so much nicer than the kid pool, because the kid pool was suspicious. I mean, Lisa, you were a total sport. You went in the kid pool with the kids over and over and over again. I went in it a couple times and I was like, oh, it just didn't seem clean.
Yeah. It's clean.
I'm sure it is. But, you know, all I could think of was, I don't know.
There's a lot of kids in those. Mm-hmm. They're in the hot tubs.
Stew.
It was like the hot tubs around the family area are like packed with kids. It's like you can't even imagine how many kids you can fit in those hot tubs.
And who knew that little kids liked hot tubs? Like, I never in a million years would have thought my kids would go in the hot tub. That was another thing they keep talking about. They're like, Mom, the hot tub was awesome. Like, really? You won't stay in the bath at home.
Yeah, the kids had a blast. And then, so like, I mean, the other thing we were saying is, if during the holidays, the nice things is, well, first, you don't have to make Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, Chris will tell us about that.
But, you know, there was a lighting ceremony for the tree, which
was cool.
It was cute. It was fun.
You figure they're just going to go out there and say, welcome to the cruise, and here's your tree. But they make it into something, which is nice.
Yeah. And then there's a giant gingerbread house.
Oh, Diaper Dash.
And there's Diaper Dash.
That was so much fun. Jack's Diaper Dash.
And then the whole island is decorated.
Yeah.
So when you get
cute.
To Castaway Key, there's a giant Christmas tree and there's snowmen made out of like sand to take your picture in front of. And then the guy from the Frozen, the little guy, what's his name?
Olaf.
He was there at the post office. And the trams, they've turned them into giant reindeers. And the bars have garland and it's all themed in a Bahama tropical theme. Yeah. So it's very cool that they do their actual private island. And then,
well, and the part that I like about doing holidays on the ship is you get to see Mickey and Minnie in, and the other characters as well.
Yeah, the princess
in their
Holiday.
Well, Belle wore her winter dress with
which
her.
You never see.
No. And then Mickey and Minnie had their pilgrim outfits.
Yeah, Mickey and Minnie are dressed
up. Did Chip and Dale have their outfits? I think they did.
I think so.
And then they also dress up for Pirate Night, which is cool. So you get to see the characters in different outfits, which I think adds a lot to the cruise, the experience.
Yeah. And the other thing that's really cool is you get to experience first run, first release movies.
Oh, that was great.
That was.
So Frozen came out when we were on the ship and they
came
released
out
it.
Wednesday.
Yeah, so it was, I guess.
It was Wednesday night. 11:59, wasn't it? They started it or something?
Yeah, so they started, 1 minute before midnight in the giant Walt Disney Theater in 3D.
Yeah. The thing is we sort of thought everybody was going to be in that theater. So we were like all like, you know, like nervous about getting in a seat. And then there were like, what, maybe 100, not even like 50 people in there.
Yeah. Because
it's at midnight.
Midnight. Nobody could do it. Everyone's like, yeah, we're going to do it. And I'm like, Chris, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. And then by the time it gets towards like 10 o'clock, everybody's petered out. And we're like, we're going.
Yeah.
You know
what?
Well,
Sophie wanted to go, but Kevin wouldn't let her go.
Yeah.
So
I was not fooling myself at all in trying to convince you guys that I was going. And no, good night.
It's fun. So you get to see first run movies. And then they play it throughout the several times the other days. They play it in 2D in the Walt Disney, in the Buena Vista Theater. And then they also still play it in 3D.
That was actually one of my goals on the ship. Like, as soon as I found out they were premiering it, I was like, I'm going to see it as soon as it starts. It was like, you know, that was my one thing I wanted to do. So I'm glad I got to do that.
Yes, that was really cool. So,
well, that and the lobster ravioli at Paolo.
Mm. Oh, you had to swindle your way into that one.
It was so good. Anytime I can swindle my way into that lobster ravioli, I'll do it again.
You know, I bet you could get that as an entree.
Oh, so good. It was like the best thing ever.
Mm. Yummy.
Well, and then you got your souffle, too.
I had lobster for Thanksgiving.
Yeah. So Thanksgiving dinner was a big disappointment for me. Like, and I loved, like, I've done the cooking. I don't even know when the last time I was probably 22 the last time I didn't cook Thanksgiving. So it was like a huge thrill for me not to have to cook. So I was looking forward to it all day long. And the Thanksgiving day was also our trip to Castaway Key Day. So you kind of kept forgetting it was Thanksgiving because you're on this beautiful little tropical island and it's gorgeous and everything. So we went back and we all got dressed for dinner and we go in there and I am so ready for some turkey. It was terrible. And yeah. I think part of the problem is that like maybe the cooks, like I kept saying they needed like an old Southern grandma in the kitchen, but I was in the Army and I know that you can feed like 5,000 soldiers Thanksgiving dinner in a mess hall and it's 10 times better than what they had. So they should be able to get it right on a ship.
Yeah. Yeah. The turkey was ho-hum. The stuffing was average. Bad. It was just not.
Yeah. The stuffing was like starchy, but it had no flavor.
Yeah. That's why you should have gotten the Thanksgiving lobster.
That I had a bite of Kevin's because y'all both had it and it wasn't good. It was rubbery.
Yeah, it was slightly rubbery.
But see, we had Thanksgiving and karaoke's too, which I thought, you know.
Yeah, because you rotate each night to a different restaurant.
I will say our waiters were all really good.
Yeah, our wait staff was phenomenal, which was nice.
Can I ask a question about that? So I know you tip people at the end of the trip, but I felt like the one girl from Montenegro who waited on us, I felt she was really good. Is it okay to over tip them? Like, because our tips were prepaid.
Yeah, you can tip whatever you want. They have the suggested gratuity, and you can certainly tip more, and you can actually tip less.
Okay, because I just thought she was wonderful. I really liked her.
Yeah, and you could always add extra cash in an envelope. Okay.
I will do that next time. Go down
to the, I don't know, what is it, the front desk, I guess, there on the ship, and before they add it automatically and change the amount.
But you could also just put it in the envelope, right, when you give it to them?
Yeah, you can just put an extra $20 or whatever you want in there.
I'll be prepared next time because I really didn't know how that worked, and I kept meaning to ask Lisa, and then it was too late.
Yeah, because you'll have a head server, the server, and the assistant server.
You have three
at the dining room, and then you have the room steward.
And they work so hard because, like, they start at breakfast, and then they're going – you know, we had the second seating, which starts at, 8:15, and they're still going.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they go all day, every day.
And could I make a suggestion to anyone who's listening? Well, obviously, because if you're not listening, then you wouldn't hear. But if you can, get the first seating if you have young children. Because I don't know what, three out of our, how many kids do we have? Five. They were barely making it through dinner. And Brooke slept through every meal.
Yeah, I mean, she couldn't make it. You know, she's getting all tuckered out during the day. And
yeah, you're running around in the sun.
She ate very little because she was sleeping. Yeah. And then we have to, you know, pull the chairs together and make a little bed for her. And, you know, you can't leave her in the room. You can't leave her in kids' club. You have to take her with you.
Well, and it was good that we had that table that accommodated that because we had plenty of room at our table. I think it was probably, a table for 10 or something.
Yeah.
So, there was room for her to do that. It was very cute, but I felt bad for her. And my younger ones were having a hard time with it, too.
Yeah. And Brooke, so everybody, if you don't know, Brooke is 4. And then when you have little kids and they're running around all day and going down the slides and running through the pools, and then you have an 8:45 dinner that, you know, you're starting to eat it. 9 at the earliest.
Mm-hmm.
They are pretty well out. Now they do have a thing where they will serve their food first, and then the kids club comes along, and it'll take them to kids club.
They come at like 9 o'clock.
Yeah.
So maybe what time was our dinner? Was it 8:15?
When was our dinner time? 8:15.
8:15.
All right. So you have 8:15 dinner. So and by the time they come, we tried to do that where we had them eat first, and they were out before the kids club even showed up. They're all asleep. So I was like, come on, when are they going to get here? Because they'll come by and pick them up and take them to the kids club.
It's a nice idea, you know, thinking, oh, we're just going to, you know, the grown-ups are going to eat, the kids are going to go hop off and or happily run off and play. But the reality wasn't that. I would never, and, you know, I've told people, oh, don't worry about it. Do the 8:15. Do the early one.
Yeah, it's almost a deal breaker for me now, having experienced that with Brooke.
Yeah, it's too hard.
And she's going to get
older. If you have
older,
little kids,
but
it's harder. It's kind of hard.
Even if she, I mean, she's only four, even 5 years from now, it's probably going to be a little much for her. You know, nine is still pretty little. It was, I just, you know, like, even like today, I was picking up my turkey at Whole Foods and I was like, I'm so excited I get to cook a turkey because I went on a cruise and the lady said, oh, where'd you go? And I told her and I said, it was the best thing ever. And it was. It was so awesome.
Yeah. It's a really great way to spend the holidays.
It is. I would love to do five a year.
It would be an awesome tradition if it was affordable to do it every year.
I know.
If you have the funds to, when you want to do a very cool family tradition, you want to get out of the cold weather and you're, you know, sailing out of Miami or, you know, or Port Canaveral or wherever it's going out of at that time. And you're going to the Bahamas and it's sunny and everything's decorated up for Christmas and you don't have to worry about anything. It's awesome. It's a lot of fun.
It's just so different than Walt Disney World because Walt Disney World, and y'all know how I am at Disney World. I'm like, get me to the parks right now. So you have an agenda every single day. And there you just don't really, you're just kind of like, yeah, I'm going to sit by this pool. So, I mean, it was great.
Yeah, and you can do that. Like Lisa would play trivia and I would go to the coffee shop.
Wait. I rocked trivia.
She did very good at trivia. Yes.
They had two Disney musical trivias and Chris helped me on the second one. And
did I help? I don't think I helped at all.
I'm going to say you helped because then you won't play with me again. But we won both of those.
Yeah. So there's a lot to do and people, you can split up and the kids could go to the kids club if they want. And then, you know, or sometimes I just went and read a book and had a coffee at the coffee shop.
Did you really read a book or did you just stare blankly into space?
I did. And I just pretended to read the book. Yeah, and then, and then Chris's oldest son, who is 11, Eric, brought a book on the ship with him. He brought the Titanic with him.
Yeah.
To read.
He brought a book
that
about
got a lot
Titanic.
Of attention.
Yeah, and he had it with him. He always had it with him everywhere, like in the bathroom, at dinner, at the pool. Yeah. So, yes. So, don't do that. There's a lesson learned. So, but yeah, but it was very cool. So if you want to do a cruise, highly recommend. You know, we were on the Wonder a couple weeks before. It's still amazing, the magic. And then the bigger ships, the Dream and the Fantasy, are amazing as well. They all have advantages and slightly disadvantages. The larger ships obviously have more people, so, you know, it's larger crowds when you want to do certain things. But
another thing about the larger ships is they're serving, they still only have two seatings and they have three restaurants. So they're serving more people at a time. And so they're making that much more food. And I don't know. I think maybe that can take a toll.
Yeah. So I like them all. And the Magic, it's nice that it's been updated. I think they could have gone a little farther with it. The Aquadunk is definitely the best new improvement on there. Everything else is nice and clean and spruced up, but I just don't think they themed it as much as they had originally before, and I liked the theming on the old Magic and the Wonder a little better. So, wrap it up.
Yeah, I could do that. All right, I'm going to wrap up the show right here. I would like to thank PixieVacations.com for sponsoring the podcast. And if you like our shows, you can go to iTunes or mousechat.net and you can download them there. If you have any questions or comments for us, please send them to comments@mousechat.net. We hope you join us here again next time on Mousechat.